Well, as we're joined at the end of the month, every Wednesday, the last Wednesday of the month, by the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, as he's here to tell us what's going on in the area and Beloit and the surrounding area as well. And Jason, happy birthday. Did you have a birthday today?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Pretty soon.
Well, then that's it. Facebook's fired.
Yeah.
I thought your wife put something on Facebook about your birthday, yeah. So perhaps you need to let her know when your birthday really is. You guys have been married long enough, you guys would have that all figured out.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, happy birthday ahead of time.
Sure, yep.
And next time you're in, you can bring in some cake.
There you go. Yeah, I'll be older the next time I'm here.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to do it. You know, when you're getting closer to 40, you don't want to push it any faster than you have to.
What number are you this year?
I'll be 37.
So. Oh, you're just a pup.
I know.
Yeah,
but it still goes fast.
Three years until you join the very, very non-exclusive club that keeps getting bigger all the time.
Yeah, right.
The 40 and over club. All right, so what's new in your world of things?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got kind of in planning mode right now. It's kind of, I was talking with Chad here earlier, you know, we're just kind of doing a lot of groundwork for future things. One exciting thing that we've got going on is we've been working hard on what you call a pedestrian bicycle master plan. And so there's a lot of grant dollars and different things out there to help improve, you know, kind of the non-motorized vehicle transportation parts of a community. And so the more prepared you are as a community to be able to take advantage of those, the more likely you are to get funded. And we kind of see that with the Safe Routes to School, you know, improving the sidewalks and, you know, those projects coming online. You know, we have the one that's going to go out for bid here next month and probably go in the next spring. And then we just got awarded another one here at the end of September. That'll kind of go around the football field, you know, down from the high school around the football field over to the elementary school. So that's a huge need there. You got kids running around all over the place between and after school and football games, et cetera. So be some pretty exciting things through there. And so for a town our size to be able to pull off, you know, a plan, you know, a project and submit it for any sort of grant that's out there and leverage those dollars to, again, continue to improve that for, you know, again, all sectors of our population, whether it's young, old, you know, retired or working or whatever, to be able to utilize some of those things out there. I think it's just going to separate our community and make, you know, people want to stay or move here potentially. So that'll be happening on November 1st at the Kettle. We're going to have kind of an open house for it. And we're also going to be putting a survey on Facebook in conjunction with that on the City of Beloit website. I'm sure some of the other, you know, like Aware NCK and different groups will be putting that on Facebook for the first few weeks of November. For people to see the different projects. It doesn't mean that they're going to happen exactly like that or that they're going to happen anytime soon. I mean, this is probably a 30, 40, you know, this is a lifetime type plan that can change and morph and do things, but at least we have it identified so as we do projects, not only, you know, trail or sidewalk, but road or drainage, that everything kind of coincides. You know, we're not doing something and putting a little piece out here in the middle of nowhere and then, you know, 2 years later, like, oh, why didn't we do this or connect it here? So anyways, people have an opportunity to look at it, make comments on it, you know, interact, learn more about, you know, what we're talking about and again, kind of understand that, hey, yeah, there's some dollars there, but that's spread over a lot of years and hopefully leveraging, you know, the federal and state resources to bring some of those to Beloit. So pretty exciting on that front.
You talked about some street projects as well?
Yeah. So
always got street projects.
Yeah, you always have that, you know, and kind of hand in hand with, you know, wanting to plan for that is, you know, how does this correlate with different street projects? And again, there's that, you know, beautiful sidewalk. I think it's a 5 or 6 foot sidewalk there along the new East Main project. And you see people on that all the time. We get a lot of compliments on that. People enjoy walking up to the Casey's and back, and it's a nice stretch there. So, you know, when you do other street projects like that, hey, can we incorporate some more of those design elements into those future street projects and kind of knock it out and you know, doing it at that point costs is a lot less compared to trying to do it fresh or, you know, from scratch, right, type of thing. So yeah, we're looking at we got some great traffic counts from and I might put those online because those are pretty interesting, but from the whole town. So the KDOT comes through and kind of does traffic studies every couple of years, and they just got done doing ours, and they did even a couple extra roads and streets that we said, hey, can you look at this one for us? And so, I mean, there's probably 40 data points throughout the town of traffic on the course of a given day. And I think it's the end of August, beginning of September. So even East Main was open at that point. So we got to see kind of, hey, where are those roads? We know roads are tough, but also what roads are getting heavily trafficked. And so a couple of roads that, you know, we're going to be talking with council about, and they've kind of given that indication, is, for example, North Walnut. You know, we kind of put that Band-Aid on there. It helps smooth it out, but, you know, that's not going to be – that's not a permanent solution. It really helped hopefully save the road for the time being. And so after the winter time, half the road's not in the ditch.
Right, yes.
But, you know, at least we can drive it. So North Walnut's probably a big one. That one actually had the most traffic on it of any road in town, besides, you know, the 14 and 24 type roads. So I think it was had about nearly 3,000 cars a day on it. So there's a lot of traffic there relative to some of the other roads. You know, East 8th Street was another one. Again, that one's in pretty good shape, but it's gotten mushed around the last couple of years because of the other projects. So we got to look at that one. And then we're also talking about, you know, we did part of Court Street, which is probably the roughest road in town, at the beginning of, or in the middle of last year. So we got some more to do there. We're going to have to work with some of the businesses. And there's some drain, there's a big major drainage pipe underground there that we're going to have to work on. So we're going to start talking about that, kind of figuring that out this winter so that, you know, hopefully this next spring or summer we can tackle some of those, kind of keep piecing off some of those smaller roads downtown that we can handle, but they're, you know, pretty rough and in tough shape. So a lot of planning, and it's pretty exciting.
Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. We had Heather Hartman in, I think, a few weeks ago. We were talking about the strategic planning meeting that you guys had. I think that happened after you were here last time, but you had talked about it. And she was just like, wow, there's a lot of people here. I kind of overwhelmed in a good way.
Yeah.
What was your perspective of that? And then when's the next one?
Yeah, I mean, I got to be lucky and just be kind of a participant for once. And so, yeah, Heather and her team and SVED and Kurt Frazier and the individual from K-State Extension Office that put it on really did a great job. I think we had 140 people there. And you know, really it was great because it was, you know, overwhelmingly positive things. I mean, we did a SWOT analysis, which we all have done and do those types of things. And so, you know, we know our weaknesses and we identified some of those threats, et cetera. But I think what Heather was saying to me the other day was we had nearly 600 different ideas that came up out of that, you know. And so the next big step will be November 29th, and I'm sure there'll be more information coming out about it. But that's really going to be more about kind of coming together with your team. You know, if you're passionate about something, you know, whether it's, you know, some sort of a park project or, a welfare for society type project or a playground or, you know, baseball fields or sports complex type thing, you're going to bring that team with you and kind of start, hopefully we can kind of start narrowing it down to those different projects and actually do the doing part, which is how do we do this and how do we get the funding locally, but also leverage Dane Hansen to do that. So, yeah, it was really exciting and great to see the turnout, you know, compared for this area. Yeah. So that was awesome.
You got anything that you wanted to ask?
I think you've got it pretty well covered. I was going to talk about the strategic doing thing, too, and I'm not going to waste any more voice than I need to be repetitive. So.
When's the next one?
November 29th. Okay. Yep. Right. Yep. Okay. So November 1st, we have the pedestrian plan presentation at the Kettle, and then November 29th, and I believe it'll be at the college as well, will be the strategic doing. So lots of great things.
All right. Anything else that you want to add?
That'll be at 7 o'clock at the conference room at NCK Tech on the 29th.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Yep. Now, anything else you want to add?
No, sir. I think we're good.
We got through the whole thing without talking about water?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I should have not said that out loud.
Anything new to report?
Well, you know, briefly. Yeah, we are looking at regionalization, obviously, as part of the options. And so we're going to do a phase one feasibility study, which would be required if you're going to do regionalization, just to make sure it makes economic sense. You know, from an engineering standpoint, it works. So you're trying to check off some of the big boxes that don't just say, hey, let's just regionalize and do it. You know, you kind of want to make sure that it's going to work. So we're going to do some of that initial planning, which will be, you know, still moving that football down the field, but also looking kind of even a bigger picture, you know, before we get too honed in on one option. So some good movement, and we'll see what comes of it. Hopefully we'll know more, you know, maybe January, February of next year, what that part of it looks like. So
sounds good. Yeah. Well, have a great birthday party, and and thanks for coming in as always, man.
Yeah, thanks, Wade. Appreciate
Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit, our guest at the end of the month, every Wednesday at the end of the month here on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.